When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and to also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder and said traits and things like that. Today's episode is going to be about how narcissistic people, a lot of us, lack identity. So when we go for the new supply, we actually become the old supply. Woo! Deep, deep, deep. Sometimes the narcissist takes you into their new relationship. They become you in their new relationship. A lot of people understand this dynamic right here, y'all. A lot of narcissists mirror you in the beginning of relationships. At the beginning of a relationship with you, typically they're mirroring you. They're giving you back what you're giving them. Hey, you like this? Oh, I like that too. Hey, we want to do this? Oh, I want to do that too. They're mirroring you. But sometimes the mirror, just like any mirror in the world, it's not going to be exact. The mirrors reflecting back are not going to give you an exact mirror image. It's like a circus mirror. Sometimes the mirrors are going to be distorted and things like that. So to make up for that lack, narcissists have to fill in the spaces to make it seem the same. So guess what? To make it seem like they're interesting or different. So guess what we do? We take things that we learned from the old relationship partner and give it to the new person. Boom. We bring stuff from our old relationship to you. The old other person's likes, and especially if you're similar. If you're similar to my ex, easy peasy. Y'all have the same, good. I'm pretty much bringing my ex into the relationship with us. I'm acting like them. I've done this before. I was thinking about this earlier, I picked up my personality traits because narcissist mirror. I tell this to people all the time that the person that you see in front of you right now is just an accumulation of all the personality characteristics in other people that I've either been jealous of or I've admired. You know what I mean? So when I'm telling people this and going across this and doing this stuff right here, I tell people all the time, I'm just an accumulation of other people, including my ex. Mm-hmm. The stuff I like from my ex, I became in the new relationship. So I had to fill in the gaps. I had to fill in the spaces because the reflection is incomplete. Who are we? And you probably see it all the time too. You probably see it all the time. If you have on, I call it the Narcissist TV. You mean, I'm gonna do a video called the Narcissist TV. I had to write this down real quick. Y'all gotta bear with me. And y'all, thank y'all so much for the positive reviews on Apple Music and Spotify and stuff like that. If y'all listen to this on podcast version, hit that 5 stars for me. If you're on YouTube, hit the thumbs up. Facebook, thumbs up. Like it. Heart it. Comment. Thank you. But I appreciate every single one of y'all. But I've done this before. Like, if you are, like say, if you have on the Narcissist TV where you're watching how they treat the new supply and things like that, you're watching how they're doing this, you're watching how they're doing that, I tell people to turn it off because sometimes they'll start doing things that you want them to do. Because we don't know, we lack identity sometimes. A lot of times, we lack our own self-identity. So you know what? I was like, dang, what can I do to make this person happy? Oh, my ex wanted to do this. So let me see. Let me surprise them. Let me surprise them with what I didn't do for my ex that they wanted. Boom. Oh, you want to take a trip to go do this? Boom, we did it. And then guess who's watching? You. Because sometimes narcissists live their life like their exes are watching. There's like this paranoia feeling. I still do it to this day. To this day. I don't know, it's weird, y'all. But Lee, you're married. You need to stop that. You're cheating on your wife. No, I'm not. Oh, it's deeper than that, guys. It's deeper. but seriously, they mirror you in the next relationship. And then they take the pieces of the mirror from you. They take the pieces of you, put it onto ourselves, and mirror, reflect this back to fill in the gaps of the new mirror, the new person, the new supply. Oh, they wore jogging, like they never wore athletic shorts with me or any kind of comfortable casual stuff with me. They were always suited and booted when we go out and stuff like that. They could never be caught out in public in shorts and sandals and stuff like that. I saw them in public the other day. Guess what they had on? Shorts and sandals, because the new supply is works at a short and sandal store. So it was something like that. Not a short and sandals. It was like a Forever 2. It was something, yeah. But he literally just became her. And the old supply, the ex, saw it. The ex-girlfriend saw him doing this with the new girl. Like, that is weird. And they had only been broken up like a couple of months. So your personalities don't change that much over a couple of months, y'all. He was marrying the other person and giving them what the other person wanted. I wanted them to be more relaxed, be more comfortable. So sometimes they do become you in the new relationship. And like I say, it's extremely easy. It's also easier. This is why sometimes it works too. If they move on to one of your friends or family members or whatever, somebody that already knows them, it's weird, but they will start to act like you in that relationship too. And it's easier because they compare and contrast stuff as well. So now, this is another point, y'all. So not only do they bring you, the ex, into the new relationship with the new supply, they also bring along, you know, they bring along some other things as well. They bring along you, and not just a good way to mirror back and reflect to the other person. They bring it along sometimes to triangulate the other person against you. Narcissists don't always bash their exes. A lot of them do. All my exes were crazy. That's one of the most common things you hear. All my exes are crazy. You know, a lot of them do bash their exes, but some more covert manipulative narcissists praise their exes in front of the new supply. My ex was great at doing this right here. My ex was, you know, she had this little cheek clapping position and she would just, you know, do all kinds of craziness. So guess what? If you like me, if you think I'm a high commodity or whatever, you think I'm a rarity, guess what? You're going to start doing things to compete with the other person. You're going to start doing things to compete with the ex you never met. You can't confirm or deny the stuff that I'm saying, but you start competing against the person you've never met before. And sometimes that competition can make you not like the other person you've never met before. It can make, especially if there are kids, if there's kids involved with the ex, you know, y'all don't meet each other. Like, when do I get to meet your ex? Oh, they hate you. They don't want to meet you. What? How do they hate me if they don't know me? When do I get to meet your new boo? Oh, they hate you. They don't want to meet you. Why do they hate? They never met me. How do they hate me? What are you telling them to make them feel like they hate me? Hate is a strong ass word. It's not one of the little baby words you toss around. Hate. So sometimes they can use your good personality tricks, your good personality traits or your qualities or whatever, and just mention them to the new supply to get the new supply to compete with you, to try harder to get them to manipulate the new supply into doing the things that they want you to do, looking how they want them to look. That's why sometimes I saw the new supply. They cut their hair just like mine. They got a haircut just like mine. They dress just like me. Same shoes, same store. Look, buy my cologne, buy my perfume, buy everything that you used to be. They trying to make the new supply into. It's just like they're trying to recreate a different version of you. You, the new supply ends up being old supply or X 2.0. 1.5, 1.25. I know what y'all are going to say, but the new supply, 1.25 and 2.0 are upgrades, Lee. And they did not upgrade on me. They did not upgrade on me. I'm version 1. If anything, I'm version 2.0. They made a rudimentary version. They made the wish version of me. I'm Walmart. They wish. I'm Amazon. They wish. You know, I'm Shein. They wish. And stuff like that. So they can't use the type of stuff to mirror it back on. Mirroring, y'all. Mirror, mirror, mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the greatest narcissist of them all? If y'all were to say anything other than Lee Hammack, glad to see y'all. Glad to see you. But anyways, y'all, I'm going to cut this thing short. I want to ramble on. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all, if y'all came to Toronto, Canada, I'm super thankful for y'all. I'm just unbelievably blessed and so grateful to this experience, to have those experiences, y'all. And I cannot do it without y'all supporting me. I promise to God, I'm so grateful. I'm so super appreciative of every single one of y'all. Even the haters, even the ones who comment on my stuff just to be mean. Thanks. But thanks, y'all. Like I said, seriously, the next meetup, you know, I don't know where we're going to be at for the next meetup. We've been to Virginia Beach. We did North Carolina. We've done Virginia Beach, North Carolina. We've done Austin, Texas. Now we did Toronto, Canada. So the next one may be Florida, New York, Los Angeles, somewhere, y'all. Chicago, somewhere. London. But anyway, y'all, thank you for tuning in. Hit that 5 stars for me. Like and subscribe for more. As always, mental illness is out. Peace.